There isn't any biblical support for a specific, listen to me now, for a specific age of accountability. Hey, and welcome back to Bibleline. I'm your host, Pastor Jesse Martinez. And today's video, we're going to answer the question, does the Bible support a specific age of accountability? Good question, and it demands a good Bible answer. Welcome back. If you've been here before, so glad to have you back. And if this is your first time, so glad to meet you. Make sure that you like, comment, and share this video. Put it in a text, put it in an email, put it on your social media pages. Make sure we get this good news out because we believe that this channel is very, very important for people. We want people to put their faith in Jesus Christ as a result of the work that's going out of here. We want people to be saved, and you can be a part of that. Don't forget, too, if you haven't already, maybe you've been coming back, or maybe this is your first time here, and you've not yet subscribed. Take a moment, hit that red subscribe button, and then right next to it is a little notification bell. When you click on that, you can set yourself up for alerts every time that we post a new video. So when we post that video, you get notified, you can watch and support the channel. And if you have a Bible question, very similar to one we have today, make sure you send it in to us. Open up your email web browser and type in questions@BibleLineMinistries.org, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. Send us your question. We'll do our best to get you an answer. All right. So today's video, let me just preface this. Can I talk honestly with you here? There are some things in the Bible that have been made dogmatic viewpoints that we can't find support for. And this is one of those things. I'm going to read to you the question, and then I'm going to give you my honest answer. Now, some may say, have you been dishonest in the past? No. In the past, I have a lot more confidence on certain things because, you know, the Bible speaks clearly about it. But things like this today, it comes down to a lot of, here's what I think, and here's some very clear scripture, but we have to come down on a conclusion. So here's the question. I've heard the phrase age of accountability. I've heard it too. I'm sure you have as well. Used often in some denominations in accordance with James 4:17 as the scripture support. I know there is no specific age mentioned in the Bible, but is there a point in everyone's life where they reach an understanding of good and bad sin and now because of that knowledge become accountable to God? Some will also use the passage in 2 Samuel 12:23, which we'll look at today, to support children dying before reaching that age will go to heaven. How can this be best explained biblically? And that's really the linchpin here. How can this best be explained biblically and in a way that makes the gospel clear? Knowing we're born in sin, are sinners separated from God, and will die and spend eternity in hell if we haven't trusted Christ as our Savior. How can one best minister to someone who has lost a young child? Thanks for your ministry. I look forward to hearing from your answer. Thank you for your support. I know this young man. He's taken classes at our Bible college. I'm so glad that you sent in a question. And it is a good question. I want to be direct with my answer. There isn't any biblical support for a specific, listen to me now, for a specific age of accountability. In Jewish customs, typically 13 years old is when a child transitioned from being a child with child responsibilities to becoming a man. Okay, and that some have surmised from there, well, that's the age of accountability, 13 years old. And I don't see any biblical support for that view. I don't think there's any verses that we can twist and malign to say 13 is the age or 7 is the age. I was raised thinking 7 was the age. That's just what my Baptist church taught at the time. I can't go to a chapter and verse and show you that. Also, it's important to know that we're all born in sin. Okay, Romans 5 gives support for that. It's not like when you first sin, now you lose your innocence and become accountable. We're all accountable to God. And see, that's what I mean. There's a lot of clear places in the Bible where it teaches that we're born into sin, we're born under sin. Romans 5 goes into that. Others point to David's comments in 2 Samuel chapter 12, verses 21 through 23. Let's read that. We'll put it up for the screen here as well. So David is talking here. He's talking about the child that he's going to lose as a consequence because of what he did with Bathsheba. And he's mourning. He's not eating. He's weeping. This child has not yet died, but the child does pass away. And then at the end of this account, we have this statement here. 2 Samuel 12, starting in verse 21. Then said his servants unto him, What thing is this that thou hast done? Thou didst fast and weep for the child while it was alive, but when the child was dead, thou didst rise and eat bread. And David responded, and he said, While the child was yet alive, I fasted and wept, for I said, Who can tell whether God will be gracious to me that the child may live? God had said the child was going to die. David wept because of the suffering the child had to go through as a result of his sin, and he was hoping that God would be gracious and allow the child to live. Verse 23 then concludes the matter, But now he is dead. Wherefore should I fast? Can I bring him back again? I shall go to him, but he shall not return to me. Now you pair this with what is already said clearly about David in Psalms 23:6, Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You see very, very clearly that that child is in heaven. That's where David's going to be. So I think 2 Samuel 12, 23 through 24 is pretty clear that babies and infants, should they pass away, and that does happen. I have people in my life I love and care for deeply that have lost children before they were born. I think all the aborted children are going to be with the Lord. I think that babies that die moments after they're born or days after they're born, I think that there is a scriptural support here that that child will be in heaven. Now, how far does that extend? I can't really tell you because the Bible is not necessarily clear on a specific age. When things like this come up, I look at what do we know about God, specifically about his mercy, and will he do something like this where he will put Christ's work onto a child who's not able to believe? Let's look at some things we do know about God. I've got four cases for you here. The first one is that we know from 2 Peter 3:9, God does not want anyone to perish. I want to read that one to you here. It says, The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance, that everybody would come to the understanding of what Jesus Christ did and place their trust in him. Here's another thing. Number two, God wants all men to be saved. This is right here in 1 Timothy 2, 3 through 4. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. He wants men to understand and come to the knowledge of the truth. I think that would apply for children too. There's also a very important thing to recognize. Jesus says this in Mark chapter 9 and verse 42 about offending little ones. It's a pretty serious thing if you offend little ones. And whosoever shall offend one of these little ones that believe in me, it is better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and he were cast into the sea. Now, this is talking about children who believe. And if there's an attempt to deceive them into some type of self-righteousness, and that person who deceived them dies without putting their faith in Jesus, it's going to be some serious punishment. So we know that Jesus cares for children and for them not to be deceived. And then the last point here is that, and I use John 3:16 through 18 for this, God is loving, he's holy, he's merciful, he's just, and he's gracious. And John 3:16 through 18, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. I think that shows God's nature here, that he is driven out of love. Romans 5:8 is another one too, that his love was demonstrated for us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So what does all this have to do with the age of accountability? Is it possible that God will apply Christ's payment for sin to those who are unable to believe, like a child or someone who is mentally handicapped? I believe that is possible. It's not outside the realm of impossibility. However, I'm not dogmatic on it because I can't necessarily find solid support for it. Here's what I am dogmatic on. Parents, especially the person who wrote this, I know you have children. Preach the gospel to your children. If your children are able to understand the difference between right, righteousness, and wrong, sin, and they choose wrong, they are able to understand what Christ did for them. It's up to you as mom and dad, aunt and uncle, grandma, grandparent, to start laying the foundation for those children. This is why programs like Awana, simple Sunday school programs, these are so important that we teach our kids. God forbid something happens to them and they understand and they didn't understand the gospel. Romans 1:20 clearly states too that no one will have a valid excuse before God. So I don't think that God is going to do something wrong to a child to where a child could say, I didn't know, I didn't understand. I just don't think that's possible. Jesse, how's that going to work? That I can't explain to you. What I can explain to you is preach the gospel to your children. Make it simple and easy to understand and give them an opportunity to put their faith in Jesus Christ. So I do lean towards that God will make a provision for those who are unable to believe, but I can't necessarily show you exactly where that is in the Bible. I think the clearest place is 2 Samuel 12:23 through 25, which we looked at, we made a case for in regards to infants and babies and those who die in the womb. But that's really all that I have for this issue. And it's a good question. It's a good thing to be concerned about, but don't wait for an age. Teach your children the gospel. I hope this gives you an adequate answer to your question. If you have a Bible question similar to this, send it in. questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. Until next time, keep looking up. Jesus Christ is coming soon.
If you enjoyed today's episode of Bible Line, make sure to subscribe to the channel and share this video with a friend. Do you have a Bible question? Send us an email, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org, and we'll do our best to get you an answer. Or you can leave your question in the comments of this video. Be sure to check the links in the description for more clear Bible teaching. Bible Line is a ministry of Calvary Community Church located in Tampa, Florida.